Hello, Lynchpin. Monday, April 12th, 2021. Welcome to another week of training. It's going to be a good one. We're starting off right with some interval training. And, you know, the joke that we have here at Lynchpin is that the word interval is actually the Latin word for fun. I mean, because what could be more fun than relatively short time domains and relatively high intensity? However, if you've been around for a while, fantastic. Thank you for your continued support, obviously. But if you have not, you should pause this video. There's another video attached to today, which is entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. So go ahead and check that out, because if you don't, everything that I'm about to dive into won't make as much sense as it should. So in order for you to maximize your experience, you're going to want to watch that other video. So pause this, go ahead, check it out, and then come on back. Assuming that you did that, here we go. Today's interval training. Five intervals, each for time of 15 GHD sit-ups, 10 push jerks at 60% of your one rep max, and then some calories on your friend and mine, the air bike. 20 for men, 15 for women. Such an obnoxious number. I hated myself as I was programming it. So that's one interval. So you're going to do that as quick as you can. Then the work-rest ratio is a 1 to 3. So however long that takes you, rest 3 times that number, and then go ahead and do the second interval, rest 3 times that number, do the third interval, play that game until you've done 5 intervals. Calorie conversion, so you would do 20 calories for men, 15 for women, on the Rogue Echo Bike, Assault Bike, or Concept 2 Rower, or Concept 2 Ski Erg. If you're using the Concept 2 Bike Erg, take those calories, multiply them by 1.4 for the Schwinn Airdyne, multiply them by 1.5. And if you are looking for running, check out the limited equipment option. It's going to be a spicy pepper today, right? 15 GHD sit-ups just kind of starts off with total systemic devastation of the midline, the lungs, the hip flexors, the quads. You hop off that. If you can do it safely, I would have the barbell on the ground, not in a rack, so it forces you to do it clean. 10 push jerks, which is a nice number at 60%. It's going to be a challenge. And then calories in the bike, 20 for men, 15 for women. And as always, you know, with the interval training here, how much just wizard pepper is delivered at the end? How much just intensity is going to come from how much you push the pace on that bike? You casually ride the bike, you'll wonder why this is even a workout. It should be a warm-up. If you really get after it on the bike, you will have no illusions as to why this is an effective session of interval training. It's all in your hands. I had something else I was going to say right there, and it's gone. What was it? So when I think about this workout, and I think about potentially whether you should or should not scale, I would love to see that set of 10 push jerks be challenging, but unbroken. That's what I would like to see. If you don't think that's possible, you can go ahead and reduce the percentage that you'll be using. We've got a video showing the GHD sit-up as well as the push jerk. Super fitness robot times would be 2 minutes or less per interval. More likely time, 3 minutes and 15 seconds per interval. Scaled option, 5 intervals, each for time, of 15 sit-ups, 10 push jerks or push press, 60% of one rep max, and then 15 or 10 calories on the air bike, and then once again done with a 1 to 3 work to rest ratio. And, you know, the GHD sit-ups are a very challenging movement if you're not used to them. That's why we knocked it down to the sit-ups. Push jerks would be great, but if that's a bit too much of a technically challenging movement, then you can go ahead and do the push press. And we did knock down the calories in the bike just a little bit there. And we've got a video showing the ab mat sit-up as well as the push press. Limited equipment option. 5 intervals, each for time, 15 V-ups, 12 dumbbell push press or push jerk, pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women, 300-meter foot sprint, also with a 1 to 3 work-to-rest ratio, and a video showing the V-ups, dumbbell push press, and the dumbbell push jerk. No equipment workout today. 5 intervals each for time, 15 V-ups, 12 burpees, 300 meter foot sprint, 1-3 work to rest ratio. And that 1-3 work to rest ratio is really, it's going to seem long, but what it's meant to do is to really allow you to go for broke on that air bike or on that foot sprint. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. We've got 2 items for overhead. You pick one, don't do both. Either overhead carry, use 2 dumbbells, 2 kettlebells, 1 barbell. You're going to lock out whatever loading you can appropriately and safely carry overhead, but it should be challenging. March 100 feet with that, rest a couple minutes, do that a second time. Rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. Challenging movement, great movement, good head-to-toe strength builder. We're big fans of it. Or your good old classic strict shoulder press. Everybody needs more strict shoulder press in their life. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. We've got a video showing that. The other part of the accessory work, you may consider this just devious after everything that we did, but I do it because I care. 1 final sprint. Okay, but this is with nothing else. There's no sit-ups to do beforehand, no GHD, no V-ups, there's no barbell. It's just 1 sprint. You're going to choose either a 500 meter row, a 400 meter foot sprint, or 90 seconds of just effort on the bike. It's going to be great. And again, the accessory work is always optional. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then you're going to stretch, cobra stretch for the old abs, holding that 1-2 minutes. Straddle stretch, also for 1-2 minutes. And PVC front rack stretch, 1 minute per side. And each one of those stretches has a video. Bottom of the day's training, it says, remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I hope you take those words to heart. And I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.